Welcome to the Learning Exchange, where L&D and HR professionals can dig deep into the ever-changing landscape of online learning and talent development. Each episode, we'll explore innovations in learning and discuss best practices with special guests from inside and outside the learning world. L&D is evolving, and the Learning Exchange is here to help you keep pace.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Learning Exchange. I am very happy to welcome you to 2021. Hopefully, you had some time over the end of 2020 and the first couple of days of 2021 to unplug, to kind of just rest and recover, maybe even to do some reflection, kind of thinking about the things that you lived through in 2020, think about the lasting impacts that 2020 will have on all of our lives. Now, today, I want to hone in and I want to spotlight the topic of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's not a new topic. It is rather a topic that requires us to think in new ways. It requires us to think much bigger than we ever have before. Now, in 2020, if you listened to any of my prior podcasts, you heard an emerging theme. There was disruption. There was a lot of uncertainty in 2020, causing us to really rethink the way we've always done things, rethinking the way we approach training, rethink the way we approach employee engagement and performance reviews, and DEI is no exception to that. I think in 2020, the disruption actually shone a much brighter light on the issue at hand within DEI. And you know, it is no longer enough, nor do I think it ever was enough, but it's no longer enough just to hire more diverse people in the workplace. The topic of DEI is so much bigger than that. And my hope through this podcast is to at least open the dialogue. If nothing else, to open one person's mind to think about the topic more broadly. And through doing that, hopefully it will encourage them to carry that conversation to others and maybe create this ripple effect. So when I think about the topic of DEI, I think it's important to honor kind of what we might all naturally think. First of all, the E is new in this equation. For years, it was just diversity and inclusion, D and I. In 2020, we really saw this explode, and there were things leading up to it. So 2018, 2019, we saw things starting to move in this direction. But in 2020, everything really came to a head, and this focus on DEI, making sure we include the equity in this conversation, is something that was very pronounced. Now, before I get into some of the details, I think I'm going to start with just kind of what the basics are. So for most of us, if we were raised in the D and I world, then we are likely to really equate this topic to racial and gender inequality, racial and gender fairness, and making sure that we're creating conversations to help people understand different cultures, different backgrounds, different experiences. This, I think, for years was the table stakes for entering into the diversity and inclusion conversation. But in 2021, it is so much bigger. For a couple of years now, it's been so much bigger, and I think several years. And I'm, again, hoping just to open the topic a little bit. So, you know, going from that traditional view of what we might limit ourselves to include in this conversation, let's take a look at our reality in 2021. Over the last 12 months, the entire world was thrown into chaos from a pandemic that impacted our personal lives, it impacted our professional lives, and we had a lot of businesses that were forced to make some very difficult decisions. There were millions of workers furloughed. There were millions of workers returned from furlough only to be furloughed again. There were millions of people laid off because their positions were eliminated. And for those who retained their employment unless you were a frontline worker, whether that be frontline from a healthcare professional or frontline from a critical business, you were forced into this remote workforce world. There were tons of businesses who had resisted the shift to remote work for years and years and years that were forced. And what this has done is helped everybody to really understand, oh, it's not so bad. It's not detrimental to our business if we manage it appropriately, if we set boundaries and expectations and make sure employees are supported. Why can't we have remote workers? So many benefits from this, right? We can reduce our overhead. We can reduce travel. We can reduce a lot of things. We can, in some cases, increase productivity, increase engagement, increase work output. But what this does is now allows us to really embrace a different kind of recruiting strategy. And if your business is one that is now open to remote work, this topic is going to really hit home, especially this angle of the topic. When we think about the remote workforce, what we're talking about is opening up to a much broader talent pool. We are now able to hire people that live outside my neighborhood, outside my city, outside my major metropolitan area, outside my state. And as we start to go outside of my little bubble, my little community where my business is headquartered, we start to get different perspectives and different cultures and different walks of life, and we get different everything. And this is amazing. This is one of the best things to ever happen to us because it helps us to start really leaning into the idea that we all own the DEI conversation. So there's that angle to it where we start to understand the remote workforce brings different people from different walks of life, from different parts of the country, different parts of the world. And there's some things we need to do to help our entire workforce prepare and really be good to go. But it's not just that. Again, this topic gets so much bigger the more you dig into it. So it's not just about people coming from different backgrounds and people coming from different ethnicities, different religious backgrounds, and like the list goes on and on. You also have to think about the equity and the inclusivity portion of the conversation. Not everybody is going to be able to work from home. And if they can work from home, they may not have the same setup. They may not have a private office space or the right kind of office furniture to really support a full work day. I think there's probably still millions of people working from their beds, working from their dining room table. This over time can really chip away at productivity, but also it can lead to broader issues because not everybody's working from the same place, which means we have diversity in our work environments. We have challenges that require us as an organization to ensure that we are supporting every employee the same. We have to think about building culture and bridging the gap from an HR perspective, from a learning perspective, from a managerial supervisory perspective. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. Another question we could throw into this topic is, how are we accommodating people who have to maybe alter their working hours to take care of kids or pets or kind of collaborate and join their schedule with their spouse's schedule to make sure everybody's getting things taken care of? It's a very complicated environment, very complicated series of hurdles to overcome. Because again, no one is in the same exact situation. So a one-size-fits-all policy, a one-size-all-fits approach doesn't work. We think about, let's go a different direction for a second on the topic of equity and inclusivity. Think about now vaccination cycles have begun. We now have multiple vaccines around the globe. and people are starting to receive their vaccinations. In some cases, I've heard businesses starting discussions about requiring vaccination and proof of vaccination to return to the physical office. What about people who travel for business? There are rumblings that there may be a need to provide proof of vaccination to get on an airplane at some point in the future. These are all things we didn't have to think about before that we now have to think about. And how are we prepared to address for our businesses when we have employees who choose not to get vaccinated, whether it is voluntary or involuntary? Maybe there's a health reason, there's some other reason why not. But now we have this other dynamic that continues to show how big this topic is and how extensive we really have to think about it. Now, we also in 2020 had a very big spotlight finally shown on the racial inequality and injustice. And there is the need to do so much more. It's a continuous effort to combat the racial inequality and injustice in the workplace, let alone in the world. So we have to be willing to also dedicate time to ensure that our organization has the tools, we have the capabilities, and we provide the support to create an environment where an open dialogue can be had. It's only when we start talking about things, only when we start listening and sharing and just coming together, that we can really understand how we're different, how our differences really make us special, how our differences make us even more special when you put them together, and what happens when we start to really think about treating everyone fairly and really, really honoring the spirit of inclusivity. Now, another way we could think about the DEI topic is from an HR perspective, it tends to come in, we want diversity in teams. Right. Again, it's not just about hiring more diversity overall. It's about trying to make sure your teams, individual teams within an organization, possess diversity. There have been so many studies that have shown diverse teams actually outperform those that are not diverse. And one of the reasons that's cited for this makes a lot of sense. It's because we have so many different perspectives. If we show up to a conversation with all of our perspectives and an open mind and a willingness to listen, amazing things can happen. Creativity can be sparked in ways that you've never thought possible. Additionally, our HR leaders are going to be focused on ensuring the DEI practices are in place, not limited to, but including things like gender equality, racial equality, flexible work arrangements. There's a focus on physical, mental, financial health initiatives, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Other trends that I think are going to be top of mind for companies, not only in 2021, but in many years to come, will be continuing to focus on mental health and wellness. I certainly expect that we'll see a bit more of the cancel culture come to play. And as that goes from something that I witness through the news or through the entertainment media or through social media, that is something that will eventually make it into our businesses. So we have to be prepared. In addition, we want to be focused on driving more thoughtful and productive collaboration. Again, trying to help everybody understand the value of showing up with an open mind, an open heart, and an open ear. So with that, I've got a few questions to kind of spark you to move to action. And so some of the questions that I wanted to put out there for you, how do you define diversity, equity, and inclusion at your company? Has it been defined? If it's been defined, does your entire company understand what it is? Are there standards in place? How are you getting the message out? How are you reinforcing the message? Is it through a one-way communication? Is it through a two-way dialogue? Is it through some combination of those two combined with a little bit of learning activities? do you have content to support the topic of DEI in all of your teams? In my recommendation as a learning professional, I think third-party off-the-shelf content is absolutely the way to go for some of the foundational baseline information. There are several companies that have already done the work to really spend the time and understand what the scope is and then put it together. They've defined for us the basics of what DEI means, what the kind of minimum expectations are, what the minimum engagement looks like, and then the best practices as well. There are several other topics that come to mind where I think the same sentiment could be shared, but in my mind, makes the most sense to go after off-the-shelf content. Don't reinvent the wheel. Off-the-shelf content for that core, common understanding, basic information. Then spend your time really trying to build something that is company-specific to help your workforce understand, how do I take that basic information, that kind of foundational piece, and translate it to what it means at my company? When we talk about the topic of DEI, again, everybody has a slightly different perspective and understanding, and I'm aiming to try and go as broad as possible, because it's when we go all the way to that broad spectrum, we can start to dial it back as we need to, much more difficult to continue to expand the conversation more broadly. So the challenge that I issue to you is ask yourself and ask your company those questions. How do you define it? Is it defined? If it's defined, is it something that's written down? Is it communicated once and it's over? Is it communicated on a recurring basis? Are there standards in place? Do you have content to support the ongoing learning around the topic? Not only learning what the tenets and the core foundational concepts are, but also understanding how to move to action. How to move from a passive bystander that just observes everything to an active contributor that can make a difference. The challenge is to declare that DEI is a priority for your company, and not just to declare it, because that's more putting words on the page. Declare it and move to action. So I hope that over the course of this chat, I've sparked you to think a little bit about your current environment, your current situation, and ask yourself continuously, what are you doing to help your company advance the DEI conversation? And what else can you do? We're all in this together. We all have an active role, and we all are responsible for driving the change that we need to see. I wish you all a very, very fantastic start to 2021. I have no doubt we are going to see some really great things this year. It is a year of change and transformation, and I am excited to be part of that journey with you.
Until next time, stay safe, be kind, and never stop learning.